All right, thirdly and lastly, pseudo-spiritual technism. This consists in attaching exaggerated importance to particular methods of practice, especially particular methods of meditation, particular concentration techniques. We think that if we can only find the right one, the technique, the method, the one infallible one, it'll automatically give us the experience. Sometimes we think, of course, we have found the right one, and we become very dogmatic and very intolerant about that. We want to dismiss, or we try to dismiss, all other methods as worthless, useless. Only our own technique, only the method that we ourselves have recourse to, is the right one, the good one, the only one that is of any use. And we forget that there are so many different methods of meditation, so many different concentration techniques, especially in Buddhism. Buddhism is very rich in this field, and all of them work. Every single one of them has been tried and tested for centuries. Every single one of them works, provided one practices them. One method may be more suited to a particular temperament or a particular stage of development, but we can never say that any one method is intrinsically better than any other. In the course of my own experience in the West, I've encountered pseudo-spiritual technism on quite a number of occasions. I certainly encountered it when I first came back to this country 10 years ago, as Mr. Humphries has reminded me. I certainly encountered it in connection with what used to be called, at least, the Vipassana meditation. And I'm sorry to say that I've also encountered it in connection with Zen. Some practitioners of these methods, and I must emphasize some, not all, tend, I'm sorry to say, to be rather contemptuous of other forms of meditation practice, and think that if one is not practicing their particular favorite method, one is not meditating at all. And this attitude is very unfortunate. It only serves to encourage neurotic overvaluation of one particular technique.